Right now, we're joined by Mayor Tom Stevens of the town of Hillsboro. And Mayor, we've been talking about cool events coming up in the community all hour long so far. But Hillsboro's got everyone beat, I think, this weekend. It's the place to be.
It is the place to be. Happening in Hillsboro, as we call it.
And of course, it's the last weekend of the month. So we got Last Fridays, obviously, coming up. And we always talk about how excited we are about Last Fridays. And this particular weekend, that's just the kickoff.
That is just a kickoff. It is a weekend of music.
Absolutely.
Aaron. First, we do kick off with Last Friday, which, of course, is very arts-oriented. We got a great band that's out on the courthouse lawn. There's an art walk, which is always, terrific, and great galleries like the Eno Gallery, the Hillsboro Gallery of Arts. I have my own little gallery that's open.
Yep.
And
HBSU?
HSBO? Yeah. Always ice cream, the Presbyterian Church. All the shops are open. The restaurants are just kicking. Some nice booths and food trucks out there. So, it is absolutely the quintessential Hillsboro experience. Yeah. It's sort of a signature event. But that is just the beginning.
Especially
on Saturday, we can launch right into it, is River Park Concert.
Absolutely.
A very special place in Hillsboro has been River Park. It's right there where the farmer's market is located, where the Okunichi Village is, and behind the courthouse. And until sort of Riverwalk came through, though, I think most people didn't hardly even recognize it as a place. And so it's wonderful that we have this special music concert that's going to celebrate that place like noon until 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Music all day long. Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojo just kicking it off. What a fabulous band.
Yeah.
Coleslaw, I think you had Coleslaw here.
We had Coleslaw on last week, and you can go to chapelboro.com and get the conversation with them. They played two songs here in the studio, and they were fabulous, so I'm looking forward to them.
Great local band. And let me tell you, the folks, this is not just a concert in Hillsboro. And music is great. Bring your lawn chairs. Come on out.
The weather's going to be awesome.
The weather will be awesome.
Perfect weather for the weekend.
and certainly there will be some food available. And of course, you'll be in Hillsboro. It'll roll right into kind of an evening in Hillsboro. But I think that's part of the point. If you've talked to the concert organizers, it really is about how much music is part of the fabric of our community. So they're going to start off with a kids' workshop that begins at 11. There's a yoga stretch. It really is connecting. We have a lot of amateur musicians and beginning musicians who are connected to really people who are now playing on the circuit, and some of these folks who are in local bands, connecting them to more regional and even national bands. And so just as writers are very important to Hillsboro, and we're seeing lots of the arts and great lifestyle. You can walk around the river park and all the trails that we have in Hillsboro, great food arts there. But music is really a very, very special part, and that's River Park Concert is kind of like a big highlight. I think that's what the promise of that is. And then continues on Sunday to Sundays in Hillsboro, where we again at the courthouse just have a lovely afternoon concert right there. Just a nice way to spend an afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And you were at the Sundays in Hillsboro. Did you get a chance to go to the Sundays in Hillsboro last week?
Well, yes.
This runs till the end of October. So.
Yes, so we're this will be week three of a 12-week run. It's fun. I have started opening my gallery just for a few hours.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm spending most of my time in the gallery.
Okay.
A few folks coming by.
Yep.
Several shop owners are keeping their shops open a little bit later. 108 Churton, for example, a great little shop right under Saratoga Grill, right across from the courthouse. But I did get out to meander around a little bit. And, of course, folks sitting out at the Nickel, there's Mystery Brew is available there on the courthouse lawn.
Yep.
People sit in the shade. It actually was quite comfortable to be there. It was lovely. The music was terrific. This past weekend was the Mason Lovett acoustic experience, and it was just wonderful. So, and then there's carriage rides if the temperature is not so much, but whether there's carriage rides or not, they have train rides now. So
yeah,
it was a little train.
I'm excited about the train rides, more than the carriage rides.
Well, it is fun to watch this little train with three cars roll around the streets of Hillsboro, and it was packed.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah, so make sure that you get your tickets early for that. So it's what can I say? It's happening in Hillsboro. It's a great music place, and every day of the weekend, Hillsboro is the place to be.
Yeah, so definitely, all three events are coming up this weekend. We got Last Fridays on Friday, Sundays in Hillsboro on Sunday, and then the River Park concert in between on Saturday. And that begins at 11 with the Young Musicians Workshop, and then the music actually gets underway on the stage at noon. It runs until 7:30. It's going to be great. RiverParkConcert.org is the website to find out more about that. And again, check out our website, chapelboro.com, for the interview with Coleslaw from a few days ago where they were able to perform live here in the studio, and what they were able to do here in the studio was just fantastic. It's so cool to be right in front of it and listening to it, and that's basically the experience you're going to get at the concert too.
That is indeed it. Real people playing real.
Yep.
Particularly Coleslaw has just such a nice sound that's at once just feels right at home. It's a little bit bluegrassy. It's a little bit American roots. It's good. They can touch a little bit of rock and roll, but it's generally it's their own sound. So, recommended.
So, we got to let you go here in a couple of minutes. I know you got to get back to town, but how sort of logistically, how important sort of economically is the music scene for Hillsboro in general?
It's as part of the overall art scene that is really woven into, like I said, the fabric of our community, and the economics of our community. I think the best asset we have is that small town feel. And so you and I think other folks have heard me kind of joke around sometimes. Hillsboro is called the Forrest Gump of small towns, where we've touched American history, kind of the way the Forrest Gump changed history in so many places. And so
every major thing that happened.
Yeah. Yep. So I really think this is true. We touched the Bill of Rights, touching the end of the Civil War, touching beginnings of jazz with Billy Strayhorn, learning music there, touching the beginnings of NASCAR. How much of American culture is that? Women's education. With the Burwell School. What are we touching now? And I think what Hillsboro touches now in America, it is the arts and cultural district for the Triangle, for the South. We have so many writers who are making an imprint on American culture now, and we're starting to see that in music as well. So we have the local bands, we have people coming up, we have actually national and international levels with Red Eye and Yep Rock Records having their home here, music makers. So we're becoming a real center for American music. And again, I think it's in a quiet way. People don't often associate Hillsboro with that. We're starting to associate Hillsboro with writers. I think music is really next in line. And of course, it's a nice lifestyle to come to Hillsboro and hang out, go to restaurants and listen to music and stuff. But what it is this arts and cultural district. And it's not just because we have a few famous people living here. It really is woven into the fabric of our community.
Yeah, although the famous people certainly help. Right?
And the famous people certainly help.
I love that question, though, the sort of asking yourself, or just a community asking itself, how are we contributing to American history? Like, what are we doing right now that's on the cutting edge or the vanguard that people are going to be looking back on 50 years or 100 years from now and say it started here?
Yeah.
I don't think enough communities ask that question.
Well, we have this, 200-some-year history, and way go back and go to the millennium before that. It was a real center for commerce that was at a crossroads for the Saponi and the Okanichi when they were there. So, yeah, so are we just a small town that's kind of our heyday was 100 years ago or 200 years ago? No, I think our best years maybe are ahead of us, but it still is that a small town character is the best asset that we have.
Awesome. We've got to let you go, but again, last Friday is this Friday evening, River Park concert all day Saturday at River Park, Sundays in Hillsboro throughout the day on Sunday, and the weather's going to be great for it. So head on up to Hillsboro all weekend long. Check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.